Behind every big hit.
He will score! And the Twins win it!
And every key strikeout.
Swing and a miss, he got him.
There are a lot of important decisions being made on the diamond and throughout the organization. And now, here's your inside look at your team on Inside Twins.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Inside Twins. Big day across Twins territory. Now, normally Corey Provis in this chair. Corey in Texas. We'll be hearing from Corey and Danny in about a half an hour as we kick things off with our pregame lineup card in anticipation of the third and final game of a three-game series between the Twins and the Texas Rangers, and also the first game for Byron Buxton as a major leaguer. Byron Buxton in Texas going through his paces in the outfield with Butch Davis, going to crawl into that number 25 big league jersey for the very first time. He'll bat ninth and play center field for Paul Molitor today. Now, that's obviously a big topic around Twins territory. Also worth noting, Twins in the midst of a five-game losing streak. They've lost seven of their last eight games. That's a big topic around Twins territory, and we hope to have Twins CEO Jim Polad in studio to take your questions via Twitter. You can either use @TwinsRadio to offer up your query, or you can use #InsideTwins. Expecting Jim Polad in studio for the next half hour as part of Inside Twins. Now, Inside Twins is kind of the meat and the sandwich. We started the day with the Paul Molitor Show, Jack Morris and I. If you missed that show, we're out and about. You can find it online at twinsbaseball.com. Paul was very insightful about some of the Byron Buxton issues as well as some of the other issues surrounding the Minnesota Twins as they try to crawl out of this little five-game skid they are currently in. Now we've got Inside Twins, and then following this, our pregame lineup card. We'll hear from some folks inside the Twins clubhouse about Buxton, hear again from Paul Molitor, and also have Brad Style with our Minor League Player of the Week, and talking a little bit about some of the dominoes and how they will fall into place with Buxton now a major leaguer. That will be followed by baseball. Phil Hughes will pitch for the Minnesota Twins. He'll be opposed by Nick Martinez for the Texas Rangers. Our show is Inside Twins. We're just getting started. Eager to have you on board with us. We'll take our first time out, and we'll come back to our network headquarters here at Target Field after this brief break right here on your home for Twins baseball.
One of the keys to running a successful business is offering something unique. At the same time, being unique can have its own set of problems. Even something as simple as finding insurance coverage can be problematic. But West Bend likes unique businesses. We offer special coverage for special businesses like driving schools, pest control and fitness centers, and hundreds of other specialized businesses. You don't run a generic business. Why carry generic insurance coverage? To find out more about special business coverage from West Bend, visit thesilverlining.com.
Center for Diagnostic Imaging is the official MRI provider for the Minnesota Twins. With advanced technology, specialized physicians, friendly staff, and high-quality exams with fast results, it's no surprise the Twins choose CDI. And you should too. CDI has convenient locations throughout Minnesota and costs that are 30 to 50% less than other providers. If you need an MRI, tell your doctor you want to go where the pros go. Choose CDI. Visit mycdi.com/twins to learn more.
Super America is proud to sponsor our Minnesota Twins. Remember that with your ticket stub, you receive 1 cent off per gallon for every hit they record in that game. A deal that lasts all season, so stop into any participating Super America with Super Fuels and save big. Super deals, super savings, Super America.
Kids grow out of calling mom, mommy. They grow out of sleeping with a blankie. They grow out of eating stuff off the floor. They grow out of race car-shaped beds. They grow out of having invisible friends, hopefully. But a kid never grows out of baseball. They grow old with it. The joy, the lessons, and the memories stick with them like pine tar. Give your kid the lifelong gift of baseball. Learn more at twinscommunityfund.org. The Twins Community Fund, getting more kids in the game.
The Minnesota Twins Community Fund is supported by Minnesota Twins Cornerstone Partners, Target, U.S. Bank, Treasure Island Resort and Casino, and Delta Airlines. We thank them for supporting youth baseball and softball throughout the Upper Midwest and for getting more kids in the game.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Chris Atterbury back live in our network headquarters here at Target Field. The show is Inside Twins. We are expecting CEO Jim Polad at some point in time. In the meantime, Let's get you down to Arlington, Texas. I welcome into the conversation a couple of guys who are probably neck deep in Buxton Palooza. We got Corey Provis and Dan Gladden standing by. And gentlemen, you've both been around quite a while. And it's a topic that we brought up with Paul Molitor this morning, and it's a different world we live in now than, say, Danny, when you played, or even Corey, when you first started with the Cubs, in terms of how we get to know these prospects before they are in the major leagues, before they've even, in Byron's case, played a day at AAA. Can you compare his arrival and the way it's been received, not in the clubhouse necessarily, but publicly, to another arrival of a young player?
Just right off the top of my head, I could probably look back and maybe when Will Clark with the Giants came up, there was kind of he was supposed to be the heir apparent replacement of Jack Clark. So that's the one that really comes to my mind right away. But I would say Will Clark, there was a lot of hype surrounding him. And, you know, he had a good college record and came up quickly through the ranks of San Francisco Giants.
You know, Chris, I've been trying to put this in perspective, in Twins historical perspective, the last 24 hours. And I spoke this morning with author and Twins historian Stu Thornley about this subject, trying to find some kind of comp with what we're seeing today and the era. And you brought this up with Paul Molitor on the show this morning. It's not fair to really compare the era because of the world we live in today and how prevalent social media is in this era. But, you know, obviously Maurer's debut in 2004, that was opening day, though, and the Pruszynski trade kind of cleared the way for Joe to do that. You know, Puckett joined the Twins in California in early May of 84. Obviously, he was a first-round pick. Another surprising name that Stu mentioned was even David McCarty, who was the number three pick by the Twins back in 1991. He was putting up some good numbers in the minor leagues, and I think there was some, I guess, awareness of his minor league talent and maybe some anticipation from the big league fan base as well. When is this guy going to join the team? He did that May 17th in 1993. And I think you could even go back to Eddie Bain in 73 when he was drafted out of Arizona State and bypassed the minor leagues that year, Chris, and a month later made his debut against Kansas City. Was there some, I guess, the David Clyde effect, if you will, trying to get some folks in the gates July 4th weekend? Maybe that was an impact as well. So just a few names trying to compare Buxton with some other debuts. Before he even swings the bat, you know, Maurer's name comes to mind, Puckett's name, McCarty, and at least Eddie Bain. Those were the four names that Stu and I brought up this morning.
Well, I certainly hope that Byron had enough cash for cab fare, because I know Kirby did not when he got to Anaheim, so I hope he had the cab fare. Danny, when you were in the minor leagues, you guys are going about your business. You're trying to get better. You're developing. And if anybody wanted to know how you were progressing or what was happening, they had to wait a week and then comb through the back pages in the small print of Baseball America. I think maybe that's the biggest difference, is that there's now everything is done under a magnifying glass and the information can be spread around so quickly.
Yeah, very quickly. And I think that people, you know, can kind of get information before it's even publicly let out there right now. So it's a situation, I think, the era that we're in, that and everybody kind of still wants to get that first scoop, you know, to be able to be the first one to send it out there. And I think all this started to come to a head yesterday when Hicks couldn't go out and play and then Torrey Hunter showed up. All of a sudden you could see the buzz, the beehive activity in the Twins clubhouse with you know, personnel, and you know who the guys are running around and behind the scenes guys, the PR department.
Equipment, you know, guys, yeah.
Everything, yes. And from the visiting clubhouse manager to having to try to get a uniform made up, getting the nameplate put up. So there was a lot of things going on, and it started yesterday. And it happened so quickly just because a guy showed up to the ballpark and couldn't perform.
I didn't realize this, Chris, that I guess every team is required to have a local seamstress, you know, not necessarily in the ballpark, but basically on call to kind of put together in a situation like this, you know, Byron Buxton's uniform. And sure enough, that is the case. The Twins have one at home, and Frank, one of the clubhouse guys, he can do that. But some, you have to find a local shop nearby to do just that. But that's part of the deal they have with all the teams. And also getting back to the original point about, you know, when did we see this coming? Tim Stauffer DFA'd a couple days back. That created a 40-man spot. The Twins were down to 39 with Stauffer when he was DFA'd, Chris. So Buxton, unlike Sano, was on the 40-man roster up until today. Officially, Buxton was not.
I'll tell you one thing, guys, that's kind of refreshing, and Paul spoke about it, how it kind of did avalanche with Torrey's situation and then with the Aaron Hicks injury situation. One thing that I love is I have not heard one single person mention, either in the organization or outside the organization, the clock. Oh, the clock is starting, or we're worried about Super 2 or any of this. Not one bit of that, which I find refreshing. It's all been about, is this guy ready to help the team win some games?
Most of it has to do with the fact the Twins are two games out and they're in the hunt, and they feel that they've got the people in place to be able to stay in contention for a while. So, yes, I don't think it was that, you know, if the Twins were, you know, 9-10 games out and it looks like the season was going to be a wash, that, you know, we'd be talking about Buxton and the clock. When's it going to start? So I think it was out of necessity that he needed to get up here, and he was the best guy for it. We've heard a lot about him, and I think that, you know, Jack Morris said it earlier. We get caught up with all the buzz, and then the expectation when he gets here, the bar has been set so high. And it's be able to be nice to be able to walk in the clubhouse like that. Yes, I'm sure that Buxton is aware that he is who he is, and that is one of the premier players in minor leagues and voted the top prospect in all of baseball. So he handles it well, and at the same time, give him his space to where he can kind of prepare, and how he does prepare, just like any other game down there in the minor leagues that he is prepared for. Let him stay in that same kind of climate, if that's possible. In the clubhouse when he showed up today, it was escorted in. It was a lot of the players introducing themselves and congratulating him. And finally, after about 10 minutes, was able to kind of get to his locker to where he could actually take some of his jacket and backpack off and be able to look at his locker and probably you know, think that, okay, I'm here in the big leagues. Let me start preparing for this game here this afternoon.
Chris, starting that clock, that player's clock, it was a prevalent topic throughout spring training, and Terry Ryan was asked about that time and time again, because it wasn't so much what was happening inside the Twins camp, but more or less what was happening in Arizona with Chris Bryant and the Cubs. He was putting up monster numbers. Would he start the year? And Terry was asked about that and how that would impact his top two position players, Buxton and Sano. And Terry mentioned he kind of got lucky in that, in a way, that Sano was coming off an injured 2014, did not play. Buxton only played in 31 games. Had those two guys been healthy, that topic would have been a much higher topic of discussion in camp this year. But the lost year, really, for both Sano and Buxton in 2014, at least for the time being, push that conversation back a bit.
Yeah, we appreciate Corey Provis and Dan Gladden pinch hitting for us here on Inside Twins. Guys, if you can stick around through the break, we got a few more questions. Got to get Danny's thoughts on Byron's haircut and also the thought of how the hype that we see externally is different than what actually happens where it really matters, and that, of course, is inside the clubhouse. It's Inside Twins. Corey and Danny are back to join us when we return on your home for Twins baseball.
Plan your next big event at Target Field. With many unique spaces around the park, there's a perfect fit for your event. Contact a sales representative to start planning today. Get more information at twinsbaseball.com.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Get that old clunker out of the garage. By donating your vehicle through the Twins Community Fund, you're actually turning your car into new equipment and playing fields for thousands of youth baseball and softball players across Twins territory. From giving inner city youth access to the game to renovating that rundown baseball field in your hometown, your gift makes a huge difference. To learn more and make a donation, visit TwinsCommunityFund.org. That's TwinsCommunityFund.org.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council. you have a case of the Mondays?
Well, get your cure at Target Field. When you purchase a ticket for the Skyline Deck at any Monday game, it'll be loaded with $10 in free food and drinks. So if your work week is off to a lousy start, head on down to Target Field and get more for your Monday.
The show is Inside Twins. Chris Atterbury in our network headquarters here at Target Field. Corey thought he was getting the week off from the program, joining us live from Arlington, Texas, alongside Dan Gladden. Danny, I don't want you to sing that happy haircut song to Byron on his first day. I think that might be overkill, but what do you think? He's got kind of a two-tone look going with the high fade.
Well, I think everybody has their own style. It's here in the booth as I look around right now, but it's also down in your booth, so everybody has their own style. So it's who am I to talk about somebody's style? That's his look. That's what he likes.
You're our tonsorial expert. We go to you on all matters of the coif.
Well, I appreciate that. And he's got a good pelt going. I think that unlike somebody else up here, but we're okay. We're okay with it. It's a good look. Put your hat on. He can't see it.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Corey.
I'll say this. When Michael Tonkin joined the Twins in Tampa a couple years back, he looked just like Ron Burgundy.
Oh,
he had
awful.
The nastiest looking mustache. And Perkins saw that, and 5 minutes later, that thing was a lot trimmer. He looked just like Will Ferrell's character in that movie, in Anchorman. So I'm not saying that Buxton, come game time, will lose the blonde, you know, tips up top there. But I think if this guy goes out, has a Puckett-S day, Danny, he may dye his whole hair blonde, whatever.
Yeah, we all should.
Yeah.
No, we shouldn't.
Hey, you know, Danny, we're talking about all the hype, and all that's external. And we got MLB.com's lead story is comparing Byron to five superheroes, which seems a little crazy. But what really matters is inside the clubhouse. You're the only one of us who's actually been in there when a big hot shot comes in. And we've seen the dynamic change. A guy comes in and thinks he's already a Hall of Famer, or a guy who comes in and just wants to win games. Now, we all know Byron, and he's a real level-headed kid. He's a kid who has led by example everywhere he's been, even when playing with some older guys. This a clubhouse, to me at least, it seems to be a clubhouse that is well-situated to ignore all the external stuff and just welcome in Byron Buxton as another teammate who can help you win a game. Is that fair?
That real fair. I think that the guys are going to look at him as he comes in there, and they're going to watch how he handles himself. But more importantly, they're going to accept him in, and I think that they will protect him in certain situations that, you know, if it can be overwhelming. And as a young player coming in like that, the first thing he's going to probably need to learn to say is, no, not right now. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are going to be saying, hey, can we talk to him in the dugout? Can he go over and do an interview with the visiting team or the team that in the other dugout? So he's going to have to learn quickly, and I think that PR people will be able to insulate him a little bit pretty good in that situation. So it's just a matter of, the people surrounding him right now. And if you look at Dozier and Yaplufi and Torrey Hunter and, of course, the coaching staff, they'll be able to kind of keep this guy in the right path and kind of keep him surrounded.
I think that's a great point because, Chris, you've spoken with him before. He is so nice. He is so accommodating. He's, you know, very quiet, but he's, yes, sir, nice to meet you, sir, how are you? He's very, very pleasant and kind. But I think you're dead on, Danny, that he's going to have so much thrown at him at such a high scale that I think at some point he's going to have to say politely, no, just not right now. Can we talk later on? I have stuff to do. I think that's going to be maybe tough for him at times, but I think it's an important step he should probably take here this week.
One last question, guys, and we'll let you go. And again, we really appreciate Corey Provis, Dan Gladden taking out from their game preparation to join us here pinch hitting on Inside Twins. We had the home series, border series with Milwaukee, then a battle for first place with Kansas City. Great weather. Crowds were not exactly spilling off the upper deck here at Target Field. Is Byron Buxton being in the big leagues, do you believe, going to affect this club in terms of fannies in the seats when the team gets home Wednesday?
Well, I would hope so. I hope that the Twins territory fans have been waiting, have been hearing about this guy, and now an opportunity to come out and to be able to see him play at the home field at Target Field. Yes, I think that there's going to be some excitement surrounding him, and I think there's a lot of excitement surrounding the baseball team right now in general because of what position they're at in the standings right now. They're fielding a good quality ball club right now, and Buxton's just going to add a little bit to that. I know that if I was a fan, that I would want to be able to come in and maybe be in the ballpark for his major league debut. I made the comment that as I'm filling out my lineup card, that when I wrote in Byron Buxton's name in center field, I looked at Corey and I said, you know what? I'm going to keep this lineup card mm-hmm. here, and I'm going to mount it and maybe even have him sign it.
Yeah, I think this is a special time. And I think, you know, you look ahead, Chris, at what's coming on this homestand. Some great opposition. The Cardinals, the best team in baseball right now for two. And the Cubbies come in town for three. So Buxton will be there. Chris Bryant will be at Target Field. Addison Russell will be at Target Field. White Sox follow the Cubs. Carlos Rodon will be at Target Field. So some young talent in this game right now. We're going to see firsthand at the Twins' own ballpark as we move throughout the week.
Yeah, Chris, also, Chris, it's going to be also, he's going to be under a microscope. They're mm-hmm. going to watch every move. When he leaves the dugout to go out and stretch prior to the ball game, when he's in the on-deck circle, when he's out there playing in the outfield, when he runs off the field after maybe the third out of an inning, the focus is going to be on him, and they're going to be watching every move he makes. This guy's going to have to go underneath to pick his nose at, when he sits in the dugout.
Yeah, and when he does, Clyde Depner will be there with a tissue and say, thank you very much. We'll put that in the archives. So. Guys, we've got Connor working on pulling the Komatsu lettering off your 25 jerseys. We'll have those Buxtoned up for you by the time you get back. Have a great ball game today. Thanks for pinch hitting, fellas.
All right, guys.
All right, that's Corey Provis, Dan Gladden. The show is Inside Twins. We'll take a timeout. We're back in a moment on your home for Twins baseball.
Mayo Clinic Sports Medicine Center has teamed up with Exos, a pioneer in human performance, to help athletes of all ages and abilities maximize their potential. From aspiring youth, high school and college athletes, to weekend warriors. Discover our customized performance training programs at Mayo Clinic Square in Minneapolis or Mayo Clinic in Rochester. Mayo Clinic is changing your game. It's another season of Twins baseball in the great outdoors. Brought to you by Target. Expect more, pay less.
Hey, Twins fans. When the Twins win, you win at Papa John's. Whether it's a ninth inning save or a walk-off single, fans score big with Papa John's. Log on to papajohns.com and use promo code TWINSWIN the day after any Twins victory to get 50% off any regular menu price, large or extra large pizzas. That's 50% off Papa John's pizza the day after Twins win. Now that's hitting it out of the ballpark. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Love the speed of a zero-turn mower but want the steering of a tractor? Get the best of both with Toro's new Time Cutter SW zero-turn tractor. It combines the steering wheel and speed control pedal of a tractor with the maneuverability of a zero-turn, along with a hitch to pull yard care attachments. See the smart features and proven dependability of the new Toro Time Cutter SW zero-turn tractor at these retailers. Hugo Equipment Company in Hugo, Nanke's Outdoor Equipment in Owatonna, Acme Tools in Plymouth, Duluth, Bemidji, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Fargo, and Minot.
Meet Maggie. Nothing thrilled Maggie until she discovered the Minnesota Lottery's new Make My Day family of games. Now everything makes her day.
Small coffee, Maggie.
Yes!
Maggie, a party of two, your table is ready.
Booyah!
Prescription for Maggie.
Play Make My Day, week, month, or year for the chance to win up to $200,000. Chance is a beautiful thing. Must be 18 or older. MNLottery.com.
If you own a business, you're well aware of rising medical costs. But you may not realize that this also contributes to rising workers' compensation costs. If you have a West Bend insurance policy, you'll be working with a team of experts, including a workers' comp underwriter and a professional loss consultant. West Bend's claims staff focuses on getting the best possible outcome for the injured and the employer. To find out more about how having the right insurance can help keep costs down, visit thesilverlining.com.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Chris Atterbury wrapping up Inside Twins. Happy Buxton Palooza to you. We are sneaking up on our pregame lineup card, and then, of course, first pitch, Phil Hughes and the Twins trying to snap a five-game losing streak. Earlier today, Byron Buxton, well, he talked about getting the unexpected call to the big leagues.
It was very unexpected. Caught me by surprise, and kind of a great gift or blessing that I'm just glad and happy to have the opportunity to come out here and play.
Yeah, Doug Mankiewicz called the whole team together. They were in Birmingham, and then when he announced it, place went crazy. They then had a rain delay there, just as the Twins endured in Texas. As for expectations, they are sky high externally. Buxton's not feeling a whole lot of pressure.
I don't really care about pressure. I try not to pay too much attention to it. Really just want to come out here and try to help us win.
And as for one of his now teammates who dealt with similar expectations as the number one overall selection, Buxton, of course, was number two. Has he chatted with Joe Mauer yet about how he dealt with it?
I haven't yet. I mean, just trying to come out here and just have fun. That's what they told me when I got here. Just relax myself and enjoy the moment.
And what does Byron think he brings to the table?
Definitely my speed. I like running the bases. I like taking away base hits from other guys and helping out our pitchers.
Well, he's got a fly ball pitcher on the mound today in Phil Hughes. It's a hitter's park in Arlington. We've seen balls flying to the gap, so he'll have ample opportunity to put that speed on display. Again, Byron Buxton debuting here. If you missed any part of this Inside Twins show, you can find it online at twinsbaseball.com. In particular, I would say Dan Gladden's tonsorial analysis would be something you would want to go to in the Clyde Depner section as well when Byron returns to Target Field coming up on Wednesday. This has been Inside Twins. Huge debt of gratitude to Corey and Danny for pinch hitting for us here today. Do stay around. We're just moments away from your pregame lineup card and baseball to follow, but we all quit talking and they actually start playing right here on your home for Twins baseball.
This has been a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.